You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, you are tuned into Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is the second and final hour of the show. It is Entrepreneurship Wednesday, and I'm very excited this evening to be speaking to Tashi Nyoni from Great Concepts about her business, and she'll be sharing some lessons that she has learned along the way, and I believe she's already on the line. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm very excited to have this conversation as well. And thanks to you for joining us, I must say. How has been your day?
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I was saying, how was your day? Yes.
Oh, it's been a long day, but a blessed one indeed. I can't complain.
Fantastic. Yes. Great to hear that. And welcome to the show, by the way, as mentioned. Thank you so much for taking time to join us. You are, of course, our entrepreneurship profile for today, and we're going to talk about the Great Concepts. But let's start at the beginning, before we even get into the business. And I suppose your journey up until now and what you've learned, what are some of the things you've experienced coming up this side? You know, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you? Where were you born? You know, did you ever dream about getting into business? You know, those type of things, because we are told it's very lonely there in business sector.
Okay, well, okay, first and foremost, I'm a 39-year-old mother and I'm a wife. Believe it or not, I do still work as well, 9 to 5.
That's a lot.
And like you say, I did not think I would go into business, but, you know, it's something that I've done.
Yeah. Or,
you know, God willing, and so yes, I'm willing to share whatever it is that will bless others today.
Oh, fantastic! So you've got a business, you're still working, you're a mother, you're a wife, all of these different hats at the same time.
Yes, currently so.
Sure. And how difficult is it navigating all those hats?
It hasn't been easy, but you know what? God's grace is sufficient. With COVID, it brought about many opportunities as well. You know, us getting locked up in our houses and learning how to work virtually via digital platforms, it gave us the flexibility and the ability to be creative and to find other ways as well to make money and also just to have your own footprint in this world, you know, cut your own piece of the pie. So that is just where it all started, and that's what enabled me to be able to you know, being able to work from home as well and work online.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. You're saying there, you know, coming up with ideas and all that, great concepts. Now, I suppose, you know, that's no pun intended there. You know, you talk about great concepts and all. Can you tell us a little bit then about great concepts, what the business is all about?
Okay, well, even just how it started was sort of like even unintentional. I don't know how to put it, but maybe it will make sense as I tell the story.
Yeah.
Great Concepts basically is a marketing solution. So okay. I myself, I'm a marketing professional.
Yeah.
I've been working in this space for like 15 years.
Yeah.
And doing this for many years, it's something comes naturally to be able to market and be able to put something out in the market and be able to sell it.
Yeah.
So told you during COVID, a lot of people, you know, lots of SMEs started to mushroom around.
Yeah.
And the obvious immediate need is the need for marketing, whatever product or solution somebody has. So when there was a client, our first client that came and wanted something quite urgently. So having relationships as well in the space, I just reached out to people that had a gift, or let's just say a skill set that I myself don't hold.
Yes.
And so the three of us combined in that one moment, that's where Great Concepts started, because we then had to come up with a quick marketing solution for this client and put it together. And from there, then we realized that we could do this and could do it for many, because it is a need. You know, there are many marketing solutions out there, but we have to find something that also makes us a little bit different as Great Concepts. We don't only just design or put a website out or make something look pretty or creative. We provide an end-to-end solution and business development on top of that. So when holding hands with a particular client or a particular business, it's not only just to put the face to the business from a look and feel perspective, but also to develop as well some opportunities for those businesses to grow. So that is where it came from. And the ability as well to be able to how do I put it? To be able to use words and to use imagery to tell somebody's story and to put your story out in a visual and audible way that would bring about revenue and brand awareness. That is where it started.
Okay, brand awareness there. So I was about to ask you to say, you know, I mean, marketing is broad, and I'm not a marketer, you know, I'm not a specialist in this field, but my little understanding, you know, is that marketing is broad, and there's a particular niche that one would have to, I suppose, concentrate on and kind of be where you are. And although maybe you can be a jack of all trades, as they would say, but, you know, what type of marketing do you guys do? I think you've elaborated on that. So then it means, you know, there are many marketers out there, but what is it that makes Great Concepts different or stand out from the rest out there?
Okay, so I'll expand a little bit. So as Great Concepts, I think what makes us different is that we don't just, how do I put it? When we are meeting a client, we take a little bit of time to get to understand the client from, like, not only what they want to achieve from a revenue perspective, but just what their mission, their goal is, their values are. Because then in how we translate everything concerning their brand, it's got to align, it's got to gel, and it's got to speak in their tone and in their language. So it's a very personalized experience. And we then integrate with that client so as to, you know, to align, let's just say, our goals with theirs as well, because we don't only just market, but we have a very big social responsibility attached to it as well. So just the passion of growing their business to provide as well employment opportunities for other people, you know, and revenue for that business that will then make an impact in their community. So, you know, we don't just go in there and put an invoice down and say, we'll design a website for you and give it to you and we turn around and go. We kind of work very closely with that client in attaining their goals as well from a business development perspective.
Do you ever get clients that don't know what they want, and what do you do with such clients?
Okay, so that is a reality. It's a problem, but we corner that quite early, because, like I mentioned, when we start with a client, we avoid by all means starting with the deliverables. We start off with the workshop, and in that workshop we do a little bit of educating, so that they can, so we do something that's called a brand positioning piece before we start anything. So we have that conversation at length. It's no less than 2 hours, that first workshop.
Do you charge for that?
We did. Yes, eventually it turns into revenue.
Okay.
it does secure us in the long run. I tell you why. So we don't charge immediately. We're not gonna charge you right there and there, because you understand, when someone is starting with you, they don't know you. It's almost like a very long interview in a way. So, but what it does is we position that client so well that they're going to succeed. And it turns into revenue for everybody. It's a win-win. So we will do a workshop, and there's a long list of questions that we'll go through, which will then, you know, when they're answering questions that you didn't think about, you also within your mind will see where you are and see what still needs to be done and see, okay, this is exactly what I need. This is where my shortcomings are. And this is how these people are going to help me. So that brand positioning is very important. That corners that problem you mentioned earlier about, I don't know what I want. I don't even have a goal. Or this idea is nice, but I'm not sure if it's going to work. So that workshop, that brand positioning exercise corners that problem. So Yes.
Sure. I'm sure exactly it must be a very long journey, you know, especially when you're moving with clients who don't know what they want. And also maybe who are startups. They've just started a business, but, you know, they're passionate with it. But, you know, from a marketing point of view and trying to generate revenue, you find a lot of us don't even know what we are looking for. And I love the fact that, like you said, you work with the client on a journey, you know, before the deliverables. Yeah. Let's kind of find what the story is behind this. And I suppose you've got the patience for such things. When did the business start?
It's not so long ago. This one is less than a year old.
Less than a year old. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how has it been so far?
A couple of months. I must say we've been blessed with at least, you see, the problem you just mentioned.
Yeah.
The ones we have found so far, they know what they want. And let me tell you why we have not landed a concept that doesn't work yet.
Yeah.
Is, you see, we haven't, you see, how we have also grown is just by word of mouth. So when somebody has referred you as well to somebody that they can see now, this person has an idea, it's winging, it's working, they just need marketing now. Or, you know, you kind of step in at the right time. And so we've been blessed in that way, that the people we have landed are now in a position where they've done a bit of work themselves.
Yeah.
They just don't know. Let's just say a lot of people are clueless about marketing. They don't know how to get online. They don't know how to leverage online. Yeah. They don't know the tricks and the nookies around how to put your wording and how to display images. So maybe because we're still young, we have not yet found that client that's going to take you on a roundabout, because they don't know what they want completely.
Yes.
That hasn't been our experience so far.
Yeah.
But even that exercise I'm telling you about, it's been fruitful, because you will have found somebody that has done some work. And so now we are also educating ourselves so that we can tailor a proper solution for them, because marketing becomes useless when you get in there and you have a very flimsy brief. You don't know the end-to-end of the story you're going to tell.
That's true. Now, we live in a world where people themselves are businesses, you know, and it's a very scary concept, because, you know, you could be looking at this person going up and down in your house. This is my animals going up and down here in my house. But anyways, in this nowadays, people are brands, you know, they fetch a certain amount of worth just because you drop a certain name in people's meetings and suddenly catching all the way. Do you also do marketing for people, brands that are, I suppose, a person that says, I've got this type of a brand?
Absolutely, that's big for us.
Yeah.
We do that. I personally believe that people connect with people more so than a brand.
Yeah.
So even when we are dealing with a brand, one of the big things that I think is important is to profile the person behind the brand.
Yes.
Because that brand is somebody's story, somebody's passion baby.
Yeah.
You know, so the person definitely, a person makes strong PR for a brand.
Yeah.
A person makes strong social responsibility for a brand. So and there are people that are the brand themselves. You know, like a motivational speaker is the brand themselves. You know, a consultant is the brand themselves. They might have a brand name, but they're the brand. A person is not going to come to a brand name when they want a specific consultant. They're going to go to that man who has a good reputation, because he's reliable. He knows his game. He's the star in that field. So people connect with people.
Fantastic.
So the person is really the most important.
That's fantastic. Your first client. Let's talk about that first client. Do you remember them, and how was that experience?
Okay, so it was very interesting, because one thing I must admit is we were not prepared. And there were lots of lessons to glean from there. As well, just personally as a person and as a Christian, as a believer myself. That I believe that when God brings an opportunity to you, you yourself also have to have done some personal work as an individual, which is why personal development is very important. So while we're not prepared for the work, praise God, as individuals, each one of us had done some level of work as, you know, on yourself and in the skill or in the trade that you master. So where I mean we were not prepared is that, okay, we have no brochure, we have nothing, we don't even know what the service offering looks like. We're just winging it because we want to secure this client. And so within a day, we put together, you know, what it is we could put together as portfolio from the three of us. And it is boom. But we were not prepared in that way. So the lessons that we learned was, for the next client, we now know we need this, we need this, we need this, we need this. Let's so that we are better for, you know, and it's like that with each one and with each day and with each project that you take on, because no project is the same, but you just have to be prepared. Prepare yourself, prepare your business, prepare your mind every day as well, because you have to keep educating yourself. The landscape changes daily. The digital landscape changes all the time. You'll sleep tonight, wake up tomorrow, Mark Zuckerberg has taken up something off of the Facebook Meta platform. And it doesn't look the same anymore. But if you're not reading, or you don't educate yourself completely, like you'll fall behind, you become irrelevant, you're not as creative, and you don't stand out in comparison with other people.
Yeah. So, no, we woke up one day and now we are solving for X instead of Twitter. You know?
Exactly.
And I've always wondered, why were we told to solve for X? I think I got my answer, you know, so that that guy can give us this platform. So there, we finally found the answer to X, why we've been solving for X and all that. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about funding for your business. And I think this is a huge problem for most entrepreneurs we speak to. And we speak to a lot across the African continent as well. And it's the same thing to say, raising finances is a nightmare.
It is. It hasn't been easy. So we were not that fortunate business that had like a nice lump sum at the beginning. We started off with our brains as the capital. But funding is required, honestly. It's not easy. When you've got to book a boardroom for a meeting, you've got to fund that yourself initially. And so, yeah, it's something that we're still hopeful for, that we could secure some. We would appreciate it. We're still a young company. But yeah, it's not always available. But what I can just say to encourage anyone else who's thinking of taking the plunge is it is possible, even without funding. And with faith, you know, God can just provide for you. Even your first clients can be reliable and pay you on time so that you can continue. Because I think that's the struggle right at the beginning.
Sure. It is possible even without funding.
Yes, it is. It is possible.
That's quite interesting and encouraging. So I suppose it's that old adage that says just start, you know, just go ahead, start. Even when that funding is not available, just start, go ahead. And certainly, like you're saying, God will open up opportunities.
For sure, if he's giving you something in your hands, your two hands can produce something. And then you just ask him to multiply it and bless it. He didn't in the days of old. He'll still do it again. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Didn't change. So you just trust him. If he did it, if he could put a coin in the mouth of a fish and provide for that one, he will do it for you. Sure. Yeah. So
if he did it in the days of old.
Yes. You'll still do it today. What's different?
Sure. I love that.
If you've got something in your hands, then just use it, you know, and keep your eyes open, because opportunities are there.
Keep your eyes open because opportunities are there. All right. Talk about coming up with ideas then, you know, as you sit around. Some people would say that, you know, ideas come at night when they're sleeping or, you know, looking at the roof. I always say, you know, some people say when I'm looking at my roof and suddenly that idea comes and then I write it down. What's been your experience as a company coming up with new ways, especially like you said, in the marketing space, you have to think for a client differently. Each client is different and the requirements are therefore different. How do you deal with that?
I think, you know what, information is gold. So there's a difference between, you know, sucking something out of your thumb immediately than when you truly, truly understand your client's heart and their deliverables. You can most likely walk in their shoes and think about it, and even the networks. I mean, us as marketing people, you are exposed to different conversations during the day. I'm always listening in for like different ideas. You know what? More brains are better than one. So around that table where you're sitting and brainstorming, stuff always comes up. And then it's like, aha, you write that down that, okay, for this particular one, this is probably more suitable. Or because you are moving around in these networks, you know who can do what. That's different. So there's a lot of outsourcing as well, because you know what, it's never that thing that, you know, like how, say, an accountant will sit down with their own calculator, let's just say, and calculate and do the books. In marketing, it's a little different. So we might sit and brainstorm, but I might know where to get a particular service that's different, that I can outsource, but then I can brief that person to do that the way that I want. Like, when you see, like with apps, for example, an app is an app, but you can design one that does things in a specific way. But it's all about connections. So if you, it's with the experience as well that you've had. So I've been doing it for a long time. So I've met a lot of people in the field. I know lots of service providers. I've worked with different designers, and not all of them do the same thing. Trust me, there's different ones. And they're not everyone translates things in a, like, for example, if I want to do something in tech, I'm not going to go to a designer that draws cartoons.
You know? True.
So, so it's the network that you are involved in that you can tailor a specific service just by who you know, what you've read, or even now tech tools as well that are out there that help you to think faster, do things in a different way. Not copy pasting, but it prompts you to think a little better. So there's a lot more now available for us to think outside the box.
As a business, what has been your shockwave? And I mean by that, you know, when you sit down, when you start a business, obviously there's this great millions that would go into your account in the first year, you know, and there's this thing to say, when you talk to this person and that person, is going to culminate into, yay, we love the business idea, come work for us. And then you start, and the reality is that, well, people will tell you, we don't have budget for this year, so come next year, you know. So reality and expectations, what do you have, maybe one or two that you remember, and you're like, yo, this was a bit of a shock for us as a business?
Yes. So this one is like, I think it's just also like learning as you go along. We are creatures of experience. I think you get burnt once, you won't do it again. So we've had like an experience where, and this was like early days, maybe this was like the second or third client. You've been referred by, and the people are excited, you speak to them, and they really love what you're saying. You're also excited, so you're putting in the extra work, the extra effort to really wow them and secure them, put them in the bag. So we go ahead and we put all these ideas on a document, and we spend hours designing it, and it's beautiful, it's professional, and we put it in front of them. And then they say, okay, wonderful, we're all in. Business proposal now. And mind you, this is just a presentation. We haven't sent them anything. Then we go ahead and we put the proposal together, and we send that document that we worked on together with that proposal. And that all-in response becomes silence. We'll come back to you soon. But then we later realize that, guys, we didn't think about this. We just handed over our IP, our intellectual property here. All of the ideas we discussed are on that document. So they can very well just take it and go and play out all of those suggestions themselves or elsewhere for cheaper, or just hire somebody. Employ somebody for 10,000 or 5,000 or 2,000 rands a month, and that's it. So it was just a wake-up call to be like, that was stupid. We could have gotten them to sign the proposal first and then release your IP, release the you know, the all of that work. Even though we put a disclaimer there, you can't use this document, it still remains our intellectual property. No, that doesn't work.
It doesn't.
So it's things like that, you know, we were so sure that we've bagged this one, and we've developed a relationship with them. And then,
Sure.
Not too comfortable, I guess.
It's cutthroat out there, isn't it?
It's a dog eat dog world. Nobody's your friend until they've signed a contract with you.
No, nobody's gentle, your friend. Eh?
When the agreements don't work. No. First get a signature and yeah. then you can say we're in a relationship, yes.
Yeah, well, I suppose even in relationships, eh, get that signature yeah. first. Otherwise,
it's important. Yeah, I mean, why do people get married? You don't just have babies with a stranger. You get married first, isn't it?
We don't just have babies with strangers.
Yes, and so we handed over all our clothing, the whole bag of tricks at once. Because we had spent so long engaging with them and that everything was said. We've opened the groups for communication. You've been introduced to the team.
Sure.
But there's no signature. So.
Yeah. Okay. But it sounds like, there's lessons learned there. And here you are, you know, looking back with hindsight, you can laugh at it. Which then brings me to this question. What really drives you as an entrepreneur?
I just think the adrenaline is nice.
Okay.
It keeps me young.
Okay.
Yes. And just the impact in the community, because you know what? One of the main things as Great Concepts that we want to do, and we this is a passion baby, regardless of whatever business we end up starting even later on in the future or whatever, is just that corporate social leg, that those profits are not just to get rich and go buy a Range Rover and drive, live in a big house, but to do something that's impactful, you know. At the end of the day, you know, whether it's sponsoring something, like sponsoring food for those that don't eat, or build something to house children, or participate in a school project, but just that part is very rewarding, and we put a big focus on it, that whatever we get, we do take a portion of it and just make a difference some way, you know, share with those that don't have, or, you know, educate a child, something.
Yeah.
You
know. Do something, eh? Do something. That's amazing. So your typical day, how is it? Chaotic? What time do you wake up? What do you do? When do you go to sleep, if ever, you know?
I do sleep, Shane. I wake up pretty early. I mean, for obvious reasons, I take my kids to school, and I get some work done. I attend to my employment, where I'm employed.
Yeah.
And then from 4 o'clock in the evening, after I've finished the homework with my kids or whatever, this is when I'm home.
Yeah.
Then I jump onto emails and some work for Great Concepts. And then there are days in between as well where we are engaging a lot with clients. We go meet at least 2 or 3 days a week. We're going to engage a new client or an existing one, just to develop the relationships and to keep the communication lines going. We do that at least 2 or 3 times a week. And we still attend as well, like seminars, like conferences or anything that will allow us to network with other entrepreneurs and also other businesses. Because, I mean, obviously our service is a B2B offering.
So
it's a bag of different things, but I can just say I don't separate from my computer during the week.
Sure.
Yes.
And that obviously affects your family life in some sort of way.
Yeah, at the moment it's a bit difficult, I won't lie to you. But it's a sacrifice I'm willing to put in for a moment. Because you know, us as Black people as well, we were not born with a spoon in our mouths.
Yes,
it would be nice if our parents had, I mean, it was a different era anyway, but I'm also trying to create a scenario that by the time my kids grow and they go to university, there is a healthy amount for them to choose where they want to go.
Yeah.
And for something that they can continue with as well, if ever it be their passion or whatever it is they want to do with it. But you know, it won't just start and end with me.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm willing to while we're still young, to put in a little bit of work. And of course, as it does better and better, you eventually focus on it more full time. And And as something stands on its own feet, you obviously move away from it a little bit more. Yes. So yeah, it does take up a bit of family time. There's a lot of times I'm juggling, doing something and attending to my son's homework at the same time. Or I'm supposed to be at school doing one thing or another. Then we've got to split ourselves. Maybe the father will go while I'm at a meeting, or I will go while he's doing something else. You know, so it does require a little bit of sacrifice.
Sure. As we round up to the end, what would you do differently if you were to start all over, the business, and you know, what would you change?
I just think I would be a little bit more prepared. I think it could have been better. Could have been better. Just being prepared, you know, in life for whatever opportunities would come. We get so comfortable as well with mediocrity. Sometimes you feel it as well within your spirit that I ought to be doing one thing or another. Or I ought to, like, I procrastinated a lot. I must register a business. This is something I've wanted to do for a long time. It's not like it sprung on me from nowhere. I just procrastinated. And so when the opportunity came, it was a mad rush, because you even have a bank account. You are scrambling for everything. So that's what I'll do differently. I'll just be prepared. Listen to your spirit. What comes to do. Do it. Don't sit on it.
And one satisfying moment so far.
That first signature.
The
first signature.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the best feeling ever.
Yes, and this is like, finally.
Wow, I can do this.
Yes.
And then it lands in your account. Your first invoice is paid.
Yes.
I'm like, wow, this is possible.
This can happen.
You know. Yes.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Look, I'd definitely, I hope you went out or did something as a company. I mean, I'd definitely go out for that. Just that money lending in there.
I reinvested it.
Okay.
Remember we didn't have funding. So pay yourself back for the expenses that you've covered, you know. So, yeah.
Sure. I suppose that makes sense. Okay, where is the company going in the medium to long term?
Look, you know, we would obviously love a stronger client base, bigger clients, and also international ones as well. We have our eyes on a few things outside the borders. You know, marketing knows no boundary. Just growth, and also the ability to just be more impactful, to also be known for the special difference that we are. And you know, young, like I mentioned earlier, as young people, there's so many things that are developing out there that enable you to think outside the box. So we just want to be known to be, you know, just the company or the agency that makes a difference, that will make your voice known. And over and above just marketing, there are many things that we provide our clients. Like, we found that working so closely with, let's just say, a business owner who's trying to put something out there that they're passionate about, there's always opportunities as well for personal development for that person. So we'll help them write a book, we help them get you know, some coaching, connect them with whoever we know, you know. But, you know, so as to not only grow their business, but they themselves are different because they're connected to us.
Lovely. Any final thoughts, and maybe how can people get a hold of Great Concepts? Where can they follow you, if at all, on social media?
Okay, well, you can contact me on my cell phone. I'll give you my number, and we are on social media, Great Concepts on Facebook, and Instagram as well. So, and my cell number being 071-054-9410, and I can send you a prospectus so you can see different clients and portfolios that we've worked on so far. Yes, Great Concepts on Facebook and on Instagram so far.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your
Yes.
time, ma'am, and really appreciate it. We can only wish you nothing but the best going forward.
Thank you very much for
Thank you
having me.
so
It was a
much. Have a
great
good one.
conversation.
Indeed, it was. Sure.
Appreciate
Thank you
it.
so much. Have a good one. Well, there you
God
go, folks.
bless.
Bringing us, of course, to our end this evening. We're talking to Mrs. Nyoni about her business, Great Concepts. You can find it on Instagram and Facebook, as she said today. It is Great Concepts. And the number, if you need their marketing services, 071-054-9410.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.